You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com. We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I am your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. We explain to you what is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. Essentially, we make you sound smarter when you talk to with your friends. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, subscribe on Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. In exchange for supporting our program, we give you all kinds of bonus content and freebies. We are always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@wearelibertarians.com. If you are new to the program, we catch up for the first few minutes and then deep dive into analyzing current events in society from a libertarian perspective. This show is for adults by semi-adults, so please be warned, the language is strong and offensive. This is going to be a different type of show. We've got a lot to discuss about the We Are Libertarians network. With me tonight is Harry Price, as always on Tuesday. Harry, how are you?
Going good. Back from my absence from last week.
Yes.
My wife had to work all day, all last week, so I had to go stay at home, take care of Gunther, so that's why I wasn't here.
Yes, it was. He was being a good dad.
Yeah. I could bring Gunther on, but she's bad on the mic. Bad mic skills. bad mic skills.
How old now?
5 months, 2 weeks now.
All right. And also with us is Chris Galt. Chris, how are you?
Very happy to be a part of the We Are Libertarians family.
You are, you look like the most upscale version of this podcast. I, of course, this week became a hat guy, and you guys convinced me to put on my hat before we started the show. So anybody who goes to YouTube can see how good I look in a hat.
You know, the 10-point scale definitely adds a point or two for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm a 3 now, do you?
Yeah.
All right. At least a 3.
And the beard brings you to a 5.
Oh, yeah.
This is not...
It's very in 2017.
Mm-hmm. This is like not what? Chew, it's autism putty.
Get rid of all of it.
Yes, I got a flannel, and I showed up to... Thank you, Ryan Ripley. He says I'm a solid 5. So I also grew a beard. I got a hat. I got a flannel. I showed up Friday night to Jeremiah Morrill's party, and they all didn't recognize me. They thought, who was this attractive person
you
that walked in?
You never wear hats.
I've never worn a hat before.
I don't think I've ever remember you being in a hat.
And I think it was Thursday night I was shopping, and I tried on a hat just as a lark because I've never been a hat guy. I always felt I looked stupid. And I put it on, and I was like... You know, with my new glasses, my new beard, this hat, I look like at least a 2.5.
Oh, the flannel brings it all together.
Yeah. So I look like a 22-year-old douche.
With his autism putty.
With my autism putty. Lots to talk about tonight. Harry, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the chat room. On my phone,
okay.
It's just like this mic. This new mic is just—it's different.
Uh huh.
So it's kind of hard to see my phone and hold this at the same time. I'll have to play with it.
Yeah, it's a very nice mic that somebody donated to us, and I wanted your smooth baritone to be heard loud and clear.
It is a very, very nice mic. A lot better than anyone else's mic here, except Dear Leader's mic.
Looks like I got the hammy down.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to show you this.
What?
This is a Samsung Android phone, Galt.
What? Nice.
My dear friend, one of the most important friends in my life, Phyllis Kolzinski, and I had an exchange, and she gave me a wonderful gift as well as a phone that she didn't know how to work, an Android phone.
I can help her.
So I now have, she gave it to me for the We Are Libertarians Empire, so I haven't told anybody about this phone, nor am I giving anyone the number, but I do have the wall Snapchat, so you can take some wall Snapchats if you want.
Sweet.
But just to let you know, I now have an Android phone.
All right. You want me to make it work like an iPhone for you?
If you could. This is really...
I can make it super easy.
This is really confusing, and I hate everything
about it. The great thing about Android. You have choices.
It sucks.
It's freedom. Freedom is confusing.
It's very confusing. I'm very confused. but yes, I got it, and I activated it so I could see, you know, the Bob and Tom app, my day job, and check that out. Mm-hmm. And it just sits right here so we can take Snapchats with the... Here's the pattern, so you can go like that. So,
all right,
you know, like the Big Dipper there. Okay,
that's so awesome. We're going to show you all the cool things Androids can do, especially Samsung devices, especially all of us that have Samsungs.
Right.
Once you watch, get close to us and watch how you can link your Samsung up to my Samsung, and trust me, it is going to be a lot of fun because
I'm a hat guy now. Here's the thing that I'm looking at that and the camera. Blows, Galt.
Yeah, I mean, this is a $150 phone.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
I mean, this is definitely...
It's not a Galaxy grade, right?
No, I don't know what it is. I'll have to take the case.
And it looks like
very
the older
case.
Version.
Oh,
yeah. Is that a J? That's a J3, right?
Just want to say...
that's not Galaxy grade.
Just want to give thanks to Phyllis Klosinski.
It's not bad, though. Yeah. I like Android phones.
Yeah.
Even the cheap ones.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Still do more.
Well, like with the J series is basically like this. Yeah, what the 2-year-old other Android mm-hmm. phones just put in another box. So same year Apple phone.
Yeah.
Just you know for like the masses who doesn't want to go out and buy a $500 phone
for the camera.
That's what it's for. Yeah, just for a camera.
Yeah.
Right. I want a professional camera that returns text messages.
Yeah, but it's
all the Samsungs do that.
Yeah. The flagship. Galaxies do that. That's what
they do. That wasn't a bad camera. It's posted on the Snapchat, so everybody can make their own decisions.
Yes.
Say how bad it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Front camera.
Yeah.
On the lowest end Samsung.
Are you two done?
Very good.
All right. Should we get started?
Well, we also got to show you how to do wireless charging with that thing, too.
Yeah, it's going to change your life.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Never plug in again.
Yeah, we'll take it to IKEA. We'll take it up to the IKEA. You got a wireless charging, like the wireless charging nightstand that you just put your phone on it and go to sleep. No plugging in. It's awesome.
All right, so let's get into it. we've got a pretty shitty show for you tonight. One that is really, really tough for me to do. This has been one of the worst weeks of my entire life, and I'm going to tell you why, because it involves you, the listener. And I didn't want to have this conversation tonight, because I didn't want to have this conversation ever or in public at all, but events took a different course. So we're going to have that conversation now, and we're going to talk about the future of We Are Libertarians. So... So last Wednesday, Kat and Greg posted on Facebook that they were in a relationship. I, like every other person in the world, thought that it was a joke. And so I got in our chat room and I said, is this a joke? And they said, no, it's not a joke. And then I talked to them both individually and they both were apologetic that they didn't know, that they didn't tell me ahead of time, and I was pissed for lack of a better word. And let me start out let me start with Greg. I don't think that there is a human being outside of my family that I have ever loved or trusted as much as I have loved and trusted Greg Lenz. And Greg Lenz has never ever treated me with disrespect or in a way that was anything other than honorable. And Greg has been responsible for this show's growth as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you know, they talk about the bucket in the Seven Habits, you know.
Yeah, the emotional bucket.
The emotional bucket. Nobody has ever filled my bucket in terms of friendship as much as Greg. The whole backstory is just kind of long and convoluted, and there are already all kinds of conspiracies. Galt keeps trying to wedge in conspiracies wherever he can.
I'm just saying. We'll get to that.
What? So
it all started with the solar eclipse.
So, let's go back to when Kat was an intern. Kat was an intern for the day job in here, and we were together 80 hours a week. And Kat is a phenomenal human being and a great person, mm-hmm. a great woman. And towards the end there, I developed feelings, and I said to Greg, I have these feelings. What should I do with them? He was the only one that I talked to them about. He said, you should tell her. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I just thought, you know what? It's not going to be appropriate. It's we have a professional relationship. We have a friendship. There's other factors that just made it seem like it wasn't going to be a good idea, and it wasn't going to be a good fit. I never told him that, but it did seem like... knowing that if you did go out with her, you would probably say something to me. Considering when I went out with somebody that he had dated, I asked three separate times, will this affect our friendship? Will this affect our podcast? If the answer is yes, absolutely no, I will not do it. Had they come to me and said, we have been talking, we like each other, we're going to date, we wanted to let you know, I would have freaked out a little bit. Because the ramifications of two of your co-hosts dating that's a complicated thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because what if it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. What are the boundaries that we're going to for on air? And not for nothing, we share too much of our personal lives on the show, and that is not conducive to good personal relationships a lot of times. And I don't want that to be a factor in all this. And they did it on Wednesday when we had a podcast the next day, a Thursday night. And I'm shocked they didn't wait 24 hours and have the conversation with me after the show. And I guess the first time we were supposed to have a real conversation about that as a group in person was in front of the cameras and the microphones. Yeah. And
awkward.
Yeah. I just felt it was... very disrespectful, and it was very disrespectful to what I'm building here at We Are Libertarians. It made me feel like somehow I have been a bad friend to these two people who I consider my very best friends, that they didn't think that our friendship could handle that, that we as a group couldn't handle that, that the show couldn't handle that, and that it was something that needed to be hidden. I don't know why it was hidden. I understand privacy, but at the same time, to blindside me by making it Facebook official seemed a very cruel way to deliver that message. Mm-hmm. So I was upset, and I was pissed. And Wednesday night, I told both of them, I'm going to be doing the Thursday show, tomorrow's show, alone with Matt Whitliff. And then I will talk to you two in a couple weeks. And... I didn't get any sleep Wednesday night, and I canceled Thursday's show because there wasn't any way that I was going to be able to come in and do a show. I wasn't in any emotional state to do it, and Matt was more than willing to do it, but Matt understood that when I canceled it. Go on, and went to a party. There's a bunch of complications I'm not going to get into here. At some point over the weekend, I removed both of them as admins. I was a little pissed in the moment that I did it. And I can certainly see how the two of them felt that they were being fired from this show. That was a mistake that I made. If that was the message on the other side, I certainly apologize for that because that has never been my intent. I had a conversation with a friend last night about all of this and how to address this or if I should address this tonight because the chemistry is kind of broken and has to be rebuilt. And what you love about this show is the chemistry of the three of us and the group that we are all genuine friends. And there's that trust and that camaraderie, and it is important. It's very hard to sit in a room with people that you don't feel like you can trust them or that they don't have your benefit at heart or that they're willing to put what you're building at risk for their own selfish desires. I am sure that that was not their intent, and in fact, they both apologized profusely, and they were both very gracious about it, and they both said to me how sorry they were, that they disappointed me, and that they wish they could have handled it better. They have given me no reason to even consider kicking them off of the show. This is one of those things where time is going to heal it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in talking to my friend last night, another fellow podcaster, I don't know if he wants to be named, he just said, listen, you're very clear about how you feel about what happened, but you're not very clear about how you feel moving forward. So you should say nothing and then reach out to them and have that conversation with them moving forward. I think I will be at a wedding with Greg this weekend, and I intended to have a conversation with them then.
Yeah.
I can't have that conversation now because I'm super pissed still. Because it's just hurtful. I'm big on respect, and I will say no one has defended me more than Greg. And I think that part, if I may speak for him, if I'm guessing how he's thinking, nobody's protected me more than my friend Greg. And to let me down is probably very hurtful for both of them. So this is just a shitty situation amongst friends that doesn't deserve to be on the air and doesn't need to be in public and needed to be worked out in private. But this morning, I woke up to a message in our Facebook groups from Greg, and I'm going to read his words because I think you need to hear his words, and then I will respond to it. Folks, it's been a good run. The 5.5 years as part of We Are Libertarians has been a blast. So many fun episodes and unforgettable experiences. That being said, I was fairly certain the decision to ask Kat out and ultimately begin dating her would lead to my departure, and she's in every way worth it. My own commentary is that if you did know that, you probably should have handled it with more care. Yeah. I'm not the least bit upset about it, nor would I make a different decision in hindsight. Thank you all for your support and engagement over the years, and while I'll no longer be a contributor to We Are Libertarians going forward, I'll always be a supportive observer from afar. Thanks again to all my former co-hosts and contributors, and a double thank you to each and every fan. I wish you all the best and continued successes to you all as well. So that decision was made for me, and Greg is resigning from the show. And that's not something that I wanted to happen. It's something that he must want at this point, and I've got to respect that. I will say that for my part, some space and some time is probably really what I'm looking for too. But I hope that someday in the future, he will be a part of this show. And I don't want anybody to, there are no teams here. Okay. You want your two best friends to date because you want two people that you love and respect to be together because you know they'll take care of each other. Mm-hmm. And I certainly feel that way about this situation. And I think that the two of them are extremely talented people who are who have meant a lot to me personally and to this show. And I don't know what the future of our relationships are. And I would love for every fan to not contact them, not make memes about them, not get involved in their business, not get involved in my business. And frankly, as a community, we move forward today and we treat everybody with respect, and you don't blow this into a bigger proportion, because if you would like to hear these people back on the air, you poking and you prodding is certainly not going to help it. I honestly didn't know if I would do this on the show because I don't want to rock that boat. But I can just tell that moving forward, it's going to be a while before the person who's been on 200 of 236 episodes is back here with us. And I need to be honest and upfront with you. And I live by certain values, and that's just kind of the end of the whole thing. I'm going to have a conversation with Kat as soon as we end the show today. She reached out to me, and I thank her for taking the mature step of messaging me.
They came. The night of the eclipse. And they spoke to Greg.
Who did?
They did.
They did. Galt has
David
a lot of,
Icke. He was in the field.
Galt has a lot of conspiracies. What are some of your conspiracies? You don't think this is real, do you?
What?
You don't think this is real, do you?
No. It seems like a standard gag to me.
Right.
You know, we are libertarians.
Right.
Gag.
Like I get him thrown off of a...
I personally made a mistake. When I first heard about it, I started to make fun of it because I thought it was a joke. I learned real quick it wasn't. But that's how I it just... Yeah. It was them. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Here's the benefits of this situation. And like I said, I'm going to talk to Kat after this. Greg has made his decision and made it clear in public. And so therefore, I'm speaking in public about it because it's been a topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. Kat,
everywhere.
Kat, anyways, I wanted to be petty. But Kat reached out to me today after I put a note in the group and said, can we please just talk? And I'm glad for that, and we're going to have a conversation after the show. So
that's good.
Kat, stay away from Greg's water.
Why?
It's really messing with his head.
I am baffled. I am genuinely like, there's 5 years of friendship here where I've never, ever...
No,
he's never been even remotely disrespectful to me, and so it just and maybe I overreacted or acted too strongly. I don't know, but yeah. I'm at a point in my life where I open up my Facebook page every single day, and I have people being a fucking dick to me. I am constantly, and I ask for it because mm-hmm. I, you know, A, shit post, or B, I have strong opinions, mm-hmm. and I put them on there, and I've created a group where people love to troll and bust balls, and I
not
just,
from our friends.
I get sensitive about it, and,
watch the chain, Yankee.
Yeah, and, I react strongly to being disrespected now at this age in my life, and, I know how I want to be treated, and I said to my mother, not even 2 months ago, I hung up on my mother for the first time in my life, and I said, you will not talk to me that way. There will be no one in my life that treats me this way. And until you can learn to respect me and treat me as I would treat you, then you may call me back when you've decided to behave.
Oh, like, wow.
I mean, so
huge step.
I'm just at a point in my life where I'm not going to be a people pleaser and a doormat and run and beg people to apologize to me and, you know, I'm building something great, and you want to be a part of it or you don't. And I want smart, intelligent people who have something to say, who are funny, who are likable to be a part of this.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a part of this, I also need you to be respectful and have my back. And I think there is a part of me right now. When the chips were down, this was the decision that was made, and I'm glad it was over this and not a $1 million contract.
Yeah. And who's to say years down the road something won't be different? Because here I am, and once point. I was basically fired from here either.
I
as
did.
Well, so.
You're the origin. Yeah. You're the origin of the Dear Leader story because I had to fire you, Galt.
Yeah. The only place I've ever been fired from.
A free podcast.
Just make sure those potential business clients don't think I've been fired from places.
No, no. Galt's great, and that's part of any group. That's part of any. This is a group of intense, intelligent individuals that love each other a lot and fight. Mm-hmm. And we have don't drink fluoride. And you know, I'm the type of person where people get on me because I give people so many chances. I think Maya over the course of the years has been a great example of that.
Too many.
And finally, I just had to say, you know what, Maya, you are a toxic person in my life, and we have to step away because you're not going to respect my property. You're going to throw it off of a balcony, so we're no longer speaking. And you know, and I don't want to do that because I want to love Maya through what she's going through. Galt is a person that I fired because we had a lot of differences within the group, and it was just he forced a choice, and I said, if you're going to force the choice, you've got to go. And
which on record, it was the wrong choice. We've talked about it,
right? And Galt, yeah. Galt is back here, and I hope that you know, Greg's my brother, and there's some shit going on, and we'll hopefully work through it. And if we don't, I will be sad. He will be sad, but we will live, and we will move on, and. I will never say a bad word about Greg Lenz because he's done a lot for me,
yeah.
And he deserves that much at least.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. he's earned that.
Yeah. So I would just hope that you treat Greg with the same respect that I'm treating Greg, and respect his decision to leave, and do nothing but honor and praise him. For the work that he has done here and for the ideas that he's presented here. And just make sure that you take good care of Greg as an audience, because I'm sure he's going through some shit too. And, you know, we're a family, and I hope that you will be respectful of him and honor the work that he's put forth here. So
maybe he'd be like to put up his address. People could send him gallons of spring water, you know, so that way he can clear his mind.
I don't know Greg's address. Let me talk about the benefits of this. So that's case closed on that as far as I'm concerned. I just wanted you to know why you will not hear Greg here in the near future.
You want to do the too long did not listen version of that?
No. If you're not interested and you're not engaged right now, then
you can skip it.
You know. I want to talk about Wall moving forward. Because I want this is a clarifying moment for me, and it in some ways I've used Greg as a crutch, and I went through a divorce 4 years ago and was unable to sit behind this microphone and use my brain for anything other than self-pity for about a year and a half, 2 years, and Greg carried this show so many times. And was so instrumental in helping shaping some of the philosophy here. And some of it I agree with and some of it I don't. But
this
is
the great part about us.
That's, you know, when I'm struggling, I can call Galt and Harry and say, I don't know how this show's going to go tonight. Can you guys come and step in?
Yeah.
And I know that I've got people like, let me just take a moment to thank everybody in the We Are Libertarians crew, because only a few people kind of knew what was going on, the tight members of the We Are Libertarians crew, and you guys just gathered around me and made me feel loved and made me feel appreciated and just said, you know, this is a bit of a scary moment for me. Because I've had a partner, excuse me, I've had a partner to carry the load with for 4 years, and I don't have a partner now, and that's intimidating to me. It is emotional, but it's also very exciting, and I've got great people like Harry to step in. I've got great people like Galt and Jeremiah and Dakota over at Boss Hog, Matt Whitliff, a few new people that I reached out to today that I'm going to start rotating in. You're going to hear a lot of new voices. And it's a moment for me where I get to kind of take a look at what we've built and where we're at. And my eyes burning. I'm not crying, guys. I promise. It's just my eyes are burning.
Very smoky in here.
I wish you had not bathed in onions, Galt. but it's a great and exciting moment for me as I get to sit and think about the future of where we're taking this. Because I'm not going to deny that it's going to be different. It is going to be different, and there are certain things that I think that we can do to fulfill our core mission. Here's the thing. Like, this is a podcast that you love to listen to. This is what you guys tell me. You love this podcast because you get to learn stuff while laughing. And our goal is to create libertarians and inform libertarians and to make you laugh third. And you're going to continue to get that. And I think I made a mistake in 2017 where I wanted to experiment a little bit with the personality side of We Are Libertarians. And I think that that was largely destructive to our group and largely hurtful to our group and largely... you know, the inside jokes are what ingratiate you to us, but it also comes at a cost for the people that are involved in this, obviously. And I think what you have told me over the last year is that what you care about is the information, the philosophical ideas, the news analysis, with a little bit of the personality. And
while we're having a good time.
Right. While we're having a good time and chatting. And so we're going to continue that. But I think we're going to structure the show a little bit more, get more stories in and give you a little more analysis, maybe speed it up. I've seen the numbers on the Tuesday and Thursday show. Harry and I are now surpassing the Thursday show in terms of numbers. And I think it's because we're giving you more in a shorter amount of time. And so... I think we're going to do a few more stories on the Thursday shows and still continue to do those deep dives and still continue to be irreverent.
That's the best way to highlight what makes us different.
Right.
And the best. It's a marketplace of ideas.
Exactly right. And make sure that you're walking out into the world better informed and that you're getting libertarian ideas and that basically you understand what a news story is when you hear about it and read about it on Facebook. And you can
learn to think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Analyze it.
Yeah. Self-defense. Yeah.
Not be a headline grabber.
Yeah. Exactly right. Don't be a Harvey Weinstein with all the headlines. I think there's a lot of room to kind of experiment, and we've experimented over time. I mean, the thing about We Are Libertarians is it started with Galt, Creighton, and I, and we did that for 30, 40 shows. Then Greg came in, and we had Gina as a co-host for a while, and Gina left, and then, you know, you had the Maya era, and then you've had Harry in a lot, and you've had Greg as a constant, and this show has evolved in a lot of different things, so you're going to get the same kind of quality content, so I don't want you to worry about that. And what?
Jeremiah said I look like Rick Santorum.
Yeah, but the Urban Dictionary version of it.
Yeah.
Santorum
over here.
Oh, wow.
That's your Halloween costume. See, you already got a... You're already ready.
Yeah. I totally was about to make a great point, and I totally forgot.
Oh, you asked me what?
I know. I'm too ADD. So, what was I going to say?
Talk about the evolution of the show.
Yeah, there's always going to be evolutions to this, and I'm the constant. Yeah. And what I know in my values, these are some of the values that I try to instill in this show and that I want to define for you now, because I think it allows me to take a moment to define what We Are Libertarians is and what we do and what I think you can expect from us and the values that I hold dear. First and foremost, openness, honesty, authenticity are paramount to me. I have shared a lot of my personal life, but I also share with you a lot of my political thoughts, and my political thoughts have changed. And I am not somebody who has... I am a libertarian, but I'm also... my brain works like a journalist brain. I want to know a lot about a bunch of different things, and I want to know all the sides of the argument, and I want to define those, and I want to find the truth that is in that complexity. I am not a simplistic thinker, and I do not like simplistic thinkers on this show, and I think that you found a lot of people on the show who are complex thinkers. You do not, I think that's why Rob Kendall irritates a lot of you. I love Rob. Rob is a good dude. But Rob is a radio talk show host on a local AM where he loves to irritate liberals by being conservative. And I think he gives you a viewpoint that you hear a lot through your Facebook feed. And so what we want to do is open up the complexity And so often, and that's why I chided in our last episode our Facebook page, because they think so simplistically.
Yeah.
And there's so many different shades to every argument. And you look at something like the Me Too argument, which we'll talk about here probably in the bonus segment, maybe. But we'll definitely give Harry a chance to rant about the Me Too segment because he wants to. But the complexity of the world is something that is paramount to what we do here, because we have the luxury of giving you a lot of time and conversation around an issue, a single issue, that that you're not going to get on a local news talk station or on a TV show, and we try to be as accurate as possible. Secondly, we're not always right. We try to be as accurate as possible. Every single time that I prepare for the show, and I know every single other co-host on the show, we are trying to give you the best information that we have been able to find and show you how our worldview is better than others. There are times where we miss information. We do not do this as a professional full-time job. I can tell you that if we did, we still wouldn't be able to consume all the information in the world that we want to. Mm-hmm. I know, Harry, you and I spend a lot of time prepping for the show, and there's so much out there.
But that's what the network's for, is to bring that information to us and vet it and
find
mm-hmm. more information that backs it up. That's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
And that's a great point. That's why we have things like the Facebook group that mm-hmm. you can access at WeAreLibertarians.com. Now the Discord chat, our Facebook page, our email at editor@WeAreLibertarians.com.
Our Google Plus page.
Yeah, you can use that too.
It's still there.
It is.
I check it, waiting for new information.
I buffer stuff to it.
I know.
Our Twitter. We want to engage with you in a dialogue about the content that we produce. We want you to say, hey, you missed this fact, or hey, have you read this article, or I read this article. You guys should do something on this. We're doing on Thursday night a show about strip clubs with Christy Avery. She said, I heard this thing. I think there's a liberty issue with strip clubs, and I want to talk about it. So I called up our two favorite experts on strip clubs, Miranda Barnett, she'll be there Thursday, and Tanner Perdue. So
Okay.
So, you're having him on again.
Awesome.
Good for Tanner.
I had a conversation.
Stealing him from Boss Hogg.
Oh, yeah.
I had a conversation with Tanner on Friday, and I said, here are the ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
Sobriety. And those are the only three. And he promises me he will be sober. So
I thought that was one of the wall rules.
Well, we have many rules, many of which are getting broken right now. So we don't presume to be, we are smarter than you.
Yeah. And like bringing it up to us, because you won't be the first, if you're like hesitant to bring something up or send like a dissenting article of something we brought up, don't be scared.
You won't
be the first person who sent this to us, like especially in the Discord chat. Like I'm sitting there gaming and someone's like, hey, did you see this? You got this point wrong. Oh, cool. Thank you.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I would love for anyone to send me reasons why iPhones are better than Androids. I'd love to destroy them.
So
it's fun for us, though. I was joking, but of course. But
because they'll never find
all that
article.
Information. We love talking. We love the discussion.
So
Facebook's fun.
So this is a conversation, and this is
even more fun.
This is a key element to what I believe about the way that human evolution in knowledge works. Is that you give me a piece of information, and I fit that with another piece of information that I have, and then somebody else comes into the conversation, and they add another perspective to it, and then that
a puzzle.
Argument builds over time. And if you go back and you listen to our early episodes and you hear us build over and over time, hopefully you hear us getting more smarter.
More smarter.
So
getting more smarter.
We're working on it.
We want
getting the learning.
We want you to have a conversation with us. Yes, and Rick Irvine is right. If you point out how I'm wrong, sometimes I will make you publicly apologize. I want you to think of We Are Libertarians as a think tank in which you belong, and this is for regular people. I'm a hat guy, okay? Look at me. Could I be any more regular than I am right now? I'm wearing flannel. I'm a regular Joe, Harry.
He's getting more regular all the time. We got him a new stylist.
Yes.
She's hooking him up, getting him everything. We're going to get rid of his stupid Dodge out front. We're going to get, you know, get him a real truck.
Oh, I need information on Mossy Oak versus Realtree, please.
Yeah, it's a debate going on.
Which is the better deer stand? So I watched Duck Dynasty one weekend, and all of a sudden I'm like, I should wear flannel.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's a great show.
Yeah,
he's wearing a Buck Commander hat.
Yeah. Oh wow,
yeah. There's some good products too. Yeah, I don't. I'm not that huge fan of a show. Like I can watch it, but I do kind of like some of their stuff.
Google Dan Cummins, and Dan Cummins was the head writer of that show. And when you see his photos, people go, "No, he wasn't," but he was. So we believe in the exchange of knowledge, and we believe in exchanging knowledge in a way that is proactive and invites conversation and allows people to be heard and to be respected. And there are some people that are just fucking stupid, and I will block them on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But if you were engaging in trolling, we will troll you back. But by and large...
Niece.
James has been blocked from every single sister podcast group we have. Poor Lions of Liberty.
That's our Incredible Hulk.
They couldn't handle him.
Right. We don't control the niece.
James... Anarchy. The amount of times that James has offered to play mediator this week, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
So Tanner tried, and that went even worse. So these are the values. We believe in openness, honesty. We believe in dignity for every individual. We believe in respecting every individual's rights. We believe and that property. Rights exist. Yeah. We believe that people are not property, and that when they do own property, they have a right to keep their property, not have it stolen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that includes all of it from the government. You have a right every day to wake up and go to work or wherever you choose to go, come home unmolested by taxes, by people, by Jared from Subway. Like you have a right to your body, and you have a right to freedom and liberty. And we believe strongly in as many... low government, no government solutions as possible. That being said, I am not an anarchist. I think you two are anarchists, right?
No, I think it's just me.
Harry's an anarchist. I am someone who believes that this is a constitutional republic and that's about as good as we're going to do. I am a flaggit. Okay, I believe...
I will work towards your goal until we get there.
Right. I believe in... that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are the best attempts at human liberty and freedom in terms of a form of government in the history of the world.
Yep.
And that we have to get back to it. And if we can get back to it and it works, and then we can get back to anarcho-capitalism, or, hey, even you crazy anarcho-communists, let's do it.
Let's just give us states' rights,
but
then let states decide.
Stop adding flavors to anarchism. Can't it just be anarchy?
I respect everyone's efforts in the liberty movement. I respect you if you are a LARPer in New Hampshire like Harry or Roger Paxton. I respect you if you're Nick Gillespie and you work out of Washington, D.C. I respect you if you are Rand Paul. I respect you if you are Gary Johnson. If you are making an effort to make America more free, I support your right, and I don't want to bash you.
Yeah.
I will say when I think you're wrong, but overall, I want to support you and your efforts. I'm party agnostic, and I'm tired of libertarians bashing each other for choosing a path that is different than their own path. Libertarians are too much of a control freak.
There's only two rules. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Relax.
Then we all agree on everything else.
And
well, too many people want to like get mad at you because you want to dance at a convention.
Right. That's bullshit. Fuck that guy.
He's like up north in the Mitt. We can bring him down here. Sit him down with Jeremiah. Let them talk. I think it'd be great.
You're cool with any flavor of liberty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even Trump's flavor.
Well, that's not liberty.
Trump's own.
There is. Yeah. You have to. Is Trump more libertarian leaning than Hillary Clinton? Yes.
Any president we've had in 20, 30, 40.
I don't think you can argue that.
No.
I think that he is.
He's got his moments.
But Neil Gorsuch was good. As of right now, he is less militaristic than Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
But
for now.
Probably less militaristic than Clinton.
I know. It's hard to make total judgments until he's
but
done.
But everything going on is not going to make it easy for him.
Right. So I get the...
We have to wait.
I get the...
It's really hard. He's a really hard one to judge, though, right?
Yep.
From our side.
Now, if he gets out of the office this year, he'd be, you know, he's right on there. Yeah, right on the money there.
Right now.
So yeah, I think...
Top five president if he leaves tomorrow.
I'm willing.
He's got to leave tomorrow, then.
Sorry. Here we are libertarians. We are not anti-military, and we are not anti-cop. We recognize that there are soldiers and that there are police officers who do bad things.
Correct. Yeah.
And they do things that are wrong, and they should be held accountable, and they should be put in jail.
Yes.
The badge does not grant you special super rights.
Yep.
We are non-interventionist. We do not believe in starting a war with North Korea because of... Why?
Reasons.
Right.
Reasons.
There's really no good reason to start a war with North Korea.
My freedoms are over there.
You can use economics to solve these diplomatic crises far better than you can solve it with bombs. It does nothing but create counterinsurgencies. We've seen that in Afghanistan. We've seen that in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But we are against the policies. We're not against the people fighting for the policies. We do encourage police officers and soldiers to think about their position within the government. Anybody who takes a paycheck from the government needs to think about where that money is coming from and what are they contributing towards society. And but we are not going to sit here and bash people for loving their country, serving in the military, and for being different than us.
Correct.
So
unless you do bad with those decisions.
Exactly,
you
know? Right.
If you get into the military because you just want to murder people.
But that's an individual thing.
Yeah, that's it's not the individual.
Whole, it's
yeah.
not the collective of the military's problem.
Yes.
You have to
yes.
always think about things as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. If you became a cop because you wanted to pull over people just to harass them, you're a bad person.
You're the problem.
Yeah. If you became a cop because you want to help people out and you know, go out and help people, that's awesome. Okay, you're awesome. Just like some people who became firefighters because they want to help people. That's awesome. But if you
I need the professional co-host back, honestly. turn your thing off.
Yeah, but if you became a cop because you want to harass people, or you find yourself doing that, or if you feel like, you know, that you believe that you are, and then if you became a cop and you started collectivizing as a cop, like it's us versus them, that us versus them mentality, you know, that's also can be an issue. That's how it can, like, you know, that's where issues stem from. It's the same thing that happens to anarchists, libertarians, and stuff like that, that if you start believing in that it's us versus them, you start dehumanizing the other side, and you're not having a conversation, you know, and bad things can happen.
And that is the next point that I'd like to make. At We Are Libertarians, we believe that the power of human empathy solves far more problems in society than a government program ever will.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that when you allow other people to use their God-given talents to save their fellow man, they will. And one of my favorite episodes was with Stuart Huff, a comedian, and he talked about a car accident that he saw. And he said, all of us saw this horrific car accident and ran towards it. And we jumped out of our car and we're walking back after we helped the guy. And I look around and it's blacks and Asians and whites and and Republicans and Democrats. And not one of us asked the question, is that guy black? Is that guy a Republican? Is that guy Jewish? We just ran to help that human being. And that is a key foundational part of We Are Libertarians, is that human empathy. And that's why we like to bring you stories of government policy gone awry, government policy that hurts people, because government at its core is forcing people to do things at the end of the gun, and it is wrong to force your beliefs or your wrong ideas on other people because you think it may work. Social planning does not work, and the more we do it, the more people are harmed. Look at the drug war. Yes, it is a very noble idea to keep people from using drugs and to arrest people for using drugs. But the unintended consequences of using your belief system to force that through the government and local agencies and the FBI and the DEA, you have now decimated an entire community in our country I don't want to say which one, Harry. Would you like to?
First off, it was more than decimating. It was more than a tenth. But yeah, the drug war, stuff like that, that also puts cops and also in bad light and bad decisions. And
right.
That gives them like some of these horror stories that some of the cops will have. A lot of it stems from the drug war.
Right.
You know, those consequences and stuff like that. And it's just... Yeah, those bad things that the government does that puts off policy that forces other people to do different things. That's what we're here to debate it.
Yeah,
to take down. It's those awful things because you'll never trying to legislate morality. That's the biggest problem. Like you get with big government, they just try to legislate to try to make people do different things, eat a certain way, do different things. I have changed my diet probably 5 different times in the last year, just trying to find out what's my body wants now that I'm getting over 30, you know, because,
right.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out what works because what worked for me before is not working for me right now.
Yep.
You know, but I did, and I like to be able to the freedom here. And unlike most places, Indiana is weird because I don't have to see my GP to see a specialist. I can go immediately to a specialist. I don't. So in most states, in order to see a specialist, you have to go see your general practitioner doctor.
Right.
You have to get the specialized over. Not in Indiana. If I want to go see my dermatologist, I go see a dermatologist. If I want to go see my dietitian, go see a dietitian.
Right.
I don't have to hit that in between. So I'm hitting that just to try and find out what's the best diet for me. And right now, I like the diet I'm on right now. I'm probably going to keep it. Sorry. That's my...
Well, I think you look at diet, you watch something like Food Inc. and you see, why can't people make their own choices with food?
Yeah.
Why can't they make their own choices? Why are companies like Monsanto making choices for our food? So,
yeah.
And we are, you know, Dr. Who's the guy that did the China study? He did a documentary recently that was really good. I wish I could remember it. Hmm. If T something. But if you look him up, the guy that did the China study, he did a documentary that I watched where basically they tried to get the state legislators to pass along Kentucky saying that vegetables are good, and like the meat, dairy, egg, they all killed it because they didn't want to promote vegetarianism. And it's like, I mean, it just shows you the special interests are way out of control. And so that comes down to our next point of what we believe here at We Are Libertarians. We believe that government creates perverse incentives.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you create a government program, somebody is benefiting from it, and it's usually not the person receiving the service.
Yep.
And if you go back and you listen to Rachel's story, episode 91, you hear 100 people watch this girl dying in prison and don't help her because they might lose their jobs. You go listen to Amanda's story. I think it's 141 or 142.
Mm-hmm.
You hear 100 people coming to contact with this domestic violence victim. And none of them will do anything. They don't believe her because she's she's a woman, yeah. Partly. And we're going to do an updated episode with her because when I tell you what has happened and how the case ended up, you will riot and storm the Indianapolis City County Council building. It is shocking and stunning what happened. So
that episode's hard to get through. Both of those episodes are hard to get through.
Yeah, we have a series called The Cost. Yeah, where
it's The Cost, and I haven't gone all the way through that Amanda story. It's just too hard to like to finish.
Yeah,
and this one too was hard to go through. And you're trying to tell me it went worse? Oof,
bro.
Whoa.
she lost full custody to him.
Whoa.
Yeah, because he had money and she didn't. So we'll get into it, but it's unreal. But again, perverse incentives.
We can have a whole episode over the justice system.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We have 160. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 163.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so big. The bureaucracy is so big.
We're not libertarian. The next point. We're not Libertarian Party people.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm on my state central committee. I like the Libertarian Party. I also hate the Libertarian Party. I can certainly understand that some people would want to work within the Republican Party. I can certainly understand who wants to work in the Libertarian Party. I can understand people who don't think that voting is worth your time. Mm-hmm. I respect those decisions. I make a different choice, but I'm not going to tell you that my choice is the right choice. I will try and persuade you, but I will not try and force you and excommunicate and shame you if you don't agree with me. So... I think we're kind of coming to the end. I mean, these are big philosophical points of the where my philosophy goes into. Harry, what else?
I just wanted to add to that is because what I don't like is like the libertarians who don't want to join the Libertarian Party because they want it to change.
Right.
And they're not willing to join up and change. It's like, if you don't believe you can join the Libertarian Party and change it and get it to the way from the inside, but you believe that somehow government's also going to change this way
right.
without you doing anything,
Those are the same people on election day that don't go and vote.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They're either, like, it's not going to make a difference,
yeah,
so I'm not going to vote.
Yeah. And then you'll start getting those convenient anarchists. Well, I'm an anarchist, so I don't vote. I'm like, okay, now you're an anarchist. But the other day you were like...
You're not living in anarchy.
Yeah. But the other thing is, like, it's... If you don't believe it, you don't do it, just, like, join the party. Go in. Like, the episode that you guys did, like, you know, the establishment and the Libertarian Party are the people who show up.
Right.
You know, that's the establishment. Daryl W. Perry is establishment in New Hampshire because he shows the heck up.
Right.
You know, that's it. Yeah, and then...
Nice ran the...
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, but people get upset at Nice. Up. I'm like, Nice shows up. Nice is technically establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's... And everyone's harping on Sarwark, and I like watching Sarwark go after Jason Stapleton. I mentioned another podcast that's not in the League of Liberty podcasters, but
we like Jason.
But his group can be cancer sometimes. But if you listen to the episode Sarwark was on, any other show, anyone would be critical of Jason to know that Sarwark handed Jason his butt on a silver platter. Basically show him, since you're not a party member, you keep wanting these changes, and you want this change from the outside before you even join up, you're the freaking problem. And Sarwark basically told him, like, hey, if you don't like me, you hate the way I do, you hate the thing I do, see you in New Orleans, take my job.
Right.
And that's not telling anyone. It's like, hey, you hate Sarwark, you hate the way Sarwark does his job, see you in New Orleans, take his job. Other than that, dude, I think Sarwark's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I don't want his job.
No.
I having that many autistic people to have your email to be able to tell you how you're doing things wrong, nah, screw that.
Yep.
I turned that email off.
Let's see. I would say that these are my own personal beliefs. I'm anti-liberal. I'm not crazy about Republicans, and I'm not crazy about conservatives. I hate boomers, especially conservative boomers. But I will say that I definitely, when I look at the progressives and the liberals and social justice warriors, I can't imagine how any of that turns out well.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can, as libertarians, reason with the right, and we cannot reason with the left. And I would consider myself more right libertarian than left libertarian. I don't get the whole left libertarian thing. I'm more than willing to dialogue with you, but I just don't get it. I am not an anarcho-capitalist. I don't get the private courts, but I'm certainly interested in having that conversation and presenting that viewpoint.
They're spooks.
I am a Christian. I am a terrible Christian. I am a crass person. I'm a bad Christian. So, you'll have to accept that, but my worldview is that of a white male Christian libertarian, and I do not apologize for it.
For being a stereotype?
Fine with it. I'm fine with it. I did nothing wrong. I didn't enslave Harry's family.
First off,
your grandparents might have.
No, they didn't. They got on the boat before the Nazis and after the slaves from Germany, so... I did nothing wrong, and I apologize for nothing, Harry.
I told you guys, I've got the genealogy paper. My family came over from England, and we owned slaves.
Yeah. Okay? Get this.
Nice.
Salt. Harry's black family
are
the ones who went and stole the slaves. They were English slave traders, and when they outlawed slavery in England, they said, well, this is bad for business. Better go to America.
And we went to America.
Harry is more racist than we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I want to know when Harry's apologizing. So, next point. I will never, ever, ever not defend free speech. And I posted today about Barstool Sports. Barstool Sports is an organization that I'm familiar with and have friends that work for. And it is bro culture at its finest or worst, depending on your view.
Freaking best.
And The thing about Barstool Sports is they are unapologetically male, and there are too many male outlets out there that are having to apologize because there's a lot of, let's put it this way, there's a lot of liberals who want to be writers. They go to New York City. They start working for these not red blogs, and to get a name for themselves, they try to pull out of context all these quotes from these people's way back in the past and then try to manufacture some sort of crisis about it. That's as anti-free speech as anything.
Yep.
I believe that the Nazis should rally in Charlottesville. I believe they have that right to peacefully assemble and protest. And you, as an American, should want to know the people who sympathize with them so you know who not to associate with, which is also your right.
Yeah.
So I believe in the right of women to wear vagina hats and march on Washington, D.C. and say things are wrong. I believe that women do have a rough time in this country. And I do believe that women are talked over. Women are... their ideas are not validated until a man says so. I think they're sexually assaulted at a much higher rate than reported. But I also believe that we have never been safer in the world than we are right now. All of these are very complex things and complex threads that do not buy into one single worldview. They are just how I think the world works, and it makes people lose their mind. So on any day, I'm a... fascist Republican, or I am a communist Democrat, or I am a cuck, or I am a Nazi. So I just don't give a shit what you have to say about me. I am glad that you can say it, but I will probably make a meme out of you and call you fat.
At least you don't get called a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, so... So I feel like we've covered a lot of what we believe and where we come from, and hopefully people will stick around. And any values that I might have left off that you've gathered from being a part of this since February 2012, Galt?
Friendship. Faithfulness. Faithfulness.
Yep.
Trustworthiness.
The
loyalty.
I will say that
your dear leader.
Those
you demand
along
a little
with
bit of loyalty.
I do, but never underestimate my capacity to forgive.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that emotional bucket, I mean, it wasn't empty.
Right. So.
It was filled up.
So, I don't know. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, Harry?
Still telling you, though. They came and they talked to him. Have you noticed the changes? Because I have on the show.
Uh-huh.
Go back and look.
It started with the
since
eclipse.
Since the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
Kept writing 32 on things for some reason.
Somebody help me with this research. I can't do it alone.
My main thing is, like, I've been on the internet for so freaking long. I'm borrowing some pieces from the Hacker's Manifesto. Like, my main thing is, like, I am not my, you know, I'm not a nation state. I am my computer. I'm not my IP address, but I, you know, this is my country right here. But.
No, Harry, you are your number in Bitcoin. That's what you are.
It's true, Satoshi.
Your Bitcoin.
It's freaking so many Bitcoins. man, I've got... I found a wallet and a netbook that I had in the basement of some Bitcoins. Oh, dear God. So awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was like finding... And it's not like finding money in like a suit. This is like finding like a paycheck, like a month paycheck in a suit jacket. Like you didn't cash a whole paycheck. It's freaking awesome. But
you didn't cash it, did you?
Huh?
You kept it, right?
Oh yeah, I
still have it.
Yeah, yeah. Just like only thing I did was take it off that spinning hard drive and put that on a nice solid state and then backed it up. But the thing with it. All right, a couple of things that I just want to trust back on some of the stuff that you went back on. Usually I write notes, but I didn't do this time. The I feel like some people on the left are able to reach out with because some of the old left is now technically called is the center. The left went so far left. They don't believe they went there. But the left have lost a lot of different people who are now are finding out more and with that they're really grabbing that badge and like I'm a liberal but I'm not them, what am I, and they're re-understanding the English liberals. So the people that listen to Here we go. Mess another podcast. Sargon of Akkad. Those leftists that listen to that guy or stuff like that, they're able to be reached out to bring over into different sides because they want to be center. They want to be open, but they saw the damage on the left and they're learning more about history, that knowing that socialism isn't a good program, that knowing the bodies that communism has put into it, knowing, and they're learning that they want these different social programs, but where we disagree is how to fund it.
Right.
There's private, like, there's private unemployment. There's private health insurance. There's also private disability check. Everything that the government has tried to provide, there are private forms of it.
And there would that number would multiply
mm-hmm.
if taxes were cut.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And some people just don't know some of these services exist because the government has most gigantic monopoly and they try to keep their programs out, like MetLife or Affleck. You see those Affleck ads anywhere? If you actually meet someone who has Affleck, you freaking love Affleck. You know, like it was the only time I ever went to the doctor was when I was working for Marsh and had Affleck because they would pay you to go to the freaking doctor.
Nice.
Go to the doctor. I don't want to. You're sick. Go. I'm going to take a day off. They'll pay you. It pays your copay. It pays everything. It pays you to take the time off. And, you know, it was great, like, because I was worried that, you know, I was doing MMA and I thought I was going to get hurt. But if I got hurt doing it, you know, Affleck will pay me to sit at home until I get healed back up and go right back to work. It was an amazing private program that you, of course, pay into, and a lot of majority of people pay into this voluntarily, and you know, and some people get a lot of good stuff out of that. All right,
we'll get a lot more of that out of healthcare now.
Yeah, hopefully
because of that order.
Okay. Yeah, heck yeah. If allowed to be private, mm-hmm. allowed to, you know, go away, they've done it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and yeah, that's. And also, don't show people, it's like, don't try to, like, yes, I call my, yes, I'm an anarchist, just because that's the only label, like, I can find with or any group I really want to go with.
Yeah, I didn't answer that question because I don't have a label.
Yeah.
I have my own ideas.
Yeah,
and I'm fucking libertarian of you.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm unflavored anarchist. I'm not anarcho-communist. Well, maybe I can be.
You can mock it, but.
I like, honestly, the only flavor of anarchism I could probably go with is Afro-anarcho-monarchist friendship is magic, ism.
God damn it.
My Little Pony.
Yep, that's the only that's my anarchist flavor right there.
Yep.
Friendship is mandatory. Galt's making me laugh. But yeah, that's what some of the stuff I liked about the show and bringing the different cast of characters, because you're hearing that, you know, I'm sitting here talking about this, Galt's talking about that. If you brought Tad freaking Western and Aaron, don't put Aaron and Tad together. Don't do that.
too much talking, too much drinking.
Don't do that. But if you brought those two together, you'll get different things. Just like if you you had Tanner sit next to you know, Dakota.
Miranda now.
Or Miranda. Yeah, that's going to be. I can't wait for
that
show.
That's going to be a good show.
You might watch the YouTube. You might get a titty.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Going to get banned.
Yeah. New titty.
Are we going to stream? You're going to stream that on Facebook?
I mean,
get that filter ready, like blur block.
I don't think I can do titty.
No.
You just won't be able to post for 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
You're just wanting to see titty. I bet if I have,
you've got two accounts. You can't get banned.
I imagine if I have, I'll just invite everybody over. Because, you already tried to come Thursday, and you didn't even know about Miranda. Now I can't get you away.
Oh, yeah,
accidentally show up.
I got to replace Greg. For that one. All those pictures they were saying, though, I mean.
Calm yourself down.
I just mean for the memes.
Yeah. all right. Final thoughts, anything?
You want to go?
No.
Okay, I'll go final thought. I'm just going to do a really quick thing I want to tell. Everyone's worrying about the whole thing about crack. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys really want me to talk about crack, because crack is freaking whack. That whole
crack is crack.
Watching the I'm too I've never seen it in the wild, and I want to see it, and I want to play with it to see how the WPA2 is cracked that way. And but patches are coming out. If you have an old Android device, you're not getting a patch. You're not getting a patch. Buy a new Android device. Stop being cheap. But you don't go out and buy a new access point. Do not go out buying a new router, because that's not going to be the issue. The issue is going to be IoT devices talking to you to code your stupid little smart TV, and other different things that are not going to get the updates or won't get the updates. If Spangle would have kept the router that installed, he already had the update this afternoon, but he didn't. He got this other thing, which I don't know if that's going to update and protect him against crack, but you know, that's what I want to say. Go through.
I'll go real quick because Stone's got to pee, and he's been waiting this whole time to go. So real quick, I'm just really happy to be a part of this network with everybody, everybody I've met through this. And just like, I mean, step up and say something, you know, be a part of it. Show that you want a bigger roles, you know, write some stuff up for the website. Just get started. Throw your ideas out there. Let us take them. You know, everybody's a part of it. I mean, Spangle's going to lead us, but we're all a part of it. It's a family. So that's what I want to say.
And that's exactly what I want to say. I think
nobody's out. Nobody's in. We're just what we are.
Yeah. This is.
And we will keep marching forward.
Mm-hmm. So here's my
final. Like North Koreans, like good ones.
Interrupt me again and I will cut off your little testicles.
This is my final thought.
I thought you were done and then you kept going like diarrhea. So I'm nervous about the future, but I'm hopeful. And I think everybody in the world feels that way about their future. And anytime you put yourself out there, you can be rewarded with failure. You can be rewarded with success. And I have been rewarded with more success than I feel I have ever been privileged to have at 34 years.
You deserve it all. Mm-hmm.
And I am excited for the next 34 years of doing this. I'm middle-aged. 69 is a good run. I'm going to die so we can all laugh that I died at 69.
Death memes.
I do this. I started this because I wanted to start a podcast because I love radio. And along the way, I did this because it was a great way for me and my friends to hang out with each other. And along the past year, I've started to do this because I've got something to say. And I think differently, and I want to find people that think differently, and I want to continue to share with you what I have to say, and I hope that you will continue to find it interesting. I don't think that you will see a lot of change. If you a month from now go, this isn't the same, and you part ways with us, I understand. I will be disappointed, and I hope that you will just at least keep us on the podcast feed so we still get the download. But for those of you who are, the beautiful thing about We Are Libertarians is that, let me tell you a story. When I was in third grade, and I think I've told this story before, but I think it kind of illustrates my whole life. When I was in third grade, there was a really popular kid named Brad Patterson, and when I wanted to play soccer with the cool kids in third grade, I ran up to the soccer field and I yelled out to Brad, "Can I play soccer with you guys?" And Brad said, "No, you're not cool enough." And so I sat there and pouted on the side of the sidewalk and watched them play and plotted my revenge. Then in fourth grade, I fell in love with a girl named Jamie Mooney. And Jamie was beautiful and she was smart and she was everything I thought I could ever want in a wife. And I thought about buying her a ring, and my mom told us that you're in fourth grade and you're a dumbass. And I said, "But it's only $20 and I have $22. And she said, "No, why don't you see if the girl likes you first?" So I decided to see if Jamie Mooney liked me. And I pedaled my little bicycle over to her car, to her house, and I gave her a love note. And I said, "I would love for you to be my girlfriend." And I got no response. I went home. I waited the appropriate 7 minutes for her to call me back and respond yes. And when that did not happen, I called Jamie and I said, "Jamie, I wrote you a letter. What did you think of what I said?" And I was shitting my pants. And she said, "I'm sorry, you're very nice, but I'm dating Brad Patterson." So my hatred grew. And my little fist got even more clenched like Arthur. And in fifth grade came along and student council was, I could be in student council. And so I joined and it didn't do much, but presidential nominations were announced for student council. And two people put their name forward, Brad Patterson and Jamie Mooney. So I put my name forward and I ran a very strong campaign against the two of them in the debates. I promised all of my fellow classmates that I would be the one to bring a vending machine to Brentwood High School, to Brentwood Elementary School. I walked off stage and Mrs. Bennett said, "You know there's absolutely no way that you will ever be able to get a vending machine in these elementary schools." And I said, "But they don't know that." And that's when I became Mrs. Bennett's favorite teacher. She was the vice chair of the Republican Party of our county. And so I won, and I beat Brad Patterson and Jamie Mooney. And in the elementary school yearbook, there is a photo of me in the middle beaming with Brad and Jamie looking defeated. And I have never forgotten that feeling of sitting on the sidelines in third grade feeling like a complete outcast. And everywhere that I have gone in my entire life, I have felt like an outcast. I have been involved in so many different groups and organizations and tried different things, and I just never felt like I fit. And when I started We Are Libertarians, I didn't realize that I would end up creating my people, and that we would find each other, and that we would find a group, a community of people that don't feel like they fit politically, but yet somehow we still all make sense to each other. And that has been the blessing of We Are Libertarians. And I hope that you will continue to be a part of that community. And I hope that you will continue to enjoy belonging to a group of people who don't feel like they belong. I hope that you will join our Facebook group. I hope that you will join our Patreon and that you will financially support this program and get some bonus content. Out of that, the meme database may be on hold now.
We'll fill it up.
I just
give it to Niece. He likes databases.
Man. It'll get so autistic.
So that is the blessing of We Are Libertarians. This is a podcast that doesn't make sense to any other libertarian podcast. And my fellow podcast friends go, "I don't know what you're doing, but I don't think I like it. And I have to keep banning your people from it." And I say, you may not get it, but I get it, they get it, and that's why we're growing. And dare to be different.
Yes.
And we will continue to dare to be different, and we will continue to speak the truth as we see fit, and we hope that you will continue to help us push out that message, that you will be a part of it. If you would like to nominate yourself as a potential co-host, not a permanent co-host, those will never exist again, but as part of the rotating cast of co-hosts, make yourself a little video and put it in the Facebook group, and the community there will decide on whether or not you would be somebody that they would like to hear on an episode of We Are Libertarians. This is your chance, and I think that if we can all take a lesson from this instance, and not to be hurtful, because I hope that I've been more than fair in not trying to be hurtful. You have to live your life with courage, and you have to live your life with openness, honesty, and you have to not let things happen and then do damage control. You have to step up and say things before they happen, and I think that's a lot of what we're doing here politically, and we need you to step up and be courageous and get involved, but I also would encourage you to be courageous in your personal life and trust the people that you love. And just be honest with them, and you will be pleasantly surprised with what you find. So with that, I thank every single one of you for being a part of this. You have made my life immeasurably better, and hopefully we are making yours better, and we will see you next week.
Join in on the conversation. Visit the sidebar at wearelibertarians.com and join our Facebook group, meet other listeners, and get our daily news dump.
The Boss Hog of Liberty podcast is the latest hit on the We Are Libertarians Network. Each week, Jeremiah Morrill and Dakota Davis explore life in Henry County, Indiana.
It's a show about our circle of friends, public officials, and our experiences. 80% observation, life, humor, and 20% politics. Boss Hog of Liberty is the day-to-day happenings of Henry County, Indiana, which is just like your community. Add us on iTunes and sample us today.
Dear Leader would want you to.
Oh, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
It's time to shake up your podcast feed, folks, by subscribing to Lions of Liberty, the only libertarian variety show out there. Spend Mondays with me, Mark Claire, as I feature in-depth interviews with great names in the libertarian community and fun roundtable discussions.
Electric Liberty Land with me, Brian McWilliams, every Wednesday, your weekly dose of comedy, culture, and liberty.
And Felony Fridays with me, John Odermatt, where I expose injustice in the broken criminal justice system.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at lionsofliberty.com.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at wearelibertarians.com.